There's the old saying that nothing runs like a Honda, but is it possible that a $400 generator can actually run better and outperform this Honda, which cost over $1,200? In the first test, we'll see which generator makes the least amount of noise. Then we'll see which type of generator does the best job of protecting your electronic devices. We'll see which generator is the most fuel efficient. Then we'll have the motor oil analyzed for each engine to see which engine experienced the most wear. At a price of $370, is this GenMax brand. They've done an excellent job of packaging and padding the generator for transport. The GenMax is a 2,200-watt inverter generator offering pure sine wave electricity. It's powered by a 79.7cc four-stroke overhead valve engine. The generator is designed to shut down if it senses harmful levels of carbon monoxide. Small access panels are held in place by a wing nut, making servicing the GenMax very convenient. The foam air filter seems properly sealed and well-designed. Access to the oil fill and drain port is also very well-designed and easy to access. The GenMax has two standard 120-volt outlets. It also has two USB charging ports. It can be run in parallel with another generator to double the output capability. However, you'll need to purchase the cable separately. It also includes a ground for the generator. There's a dial that allows you to engage the choke, place the generator in the run position, or shut off the generator. The panel also includes several warning lights. The efficiency mode switch, when in the on position, allows the engine to sense the load needed and then run at a slower RPM to save fuel. The GenMax comes equipped with a spark arrester. You can access the spark plug using the access port on top of the generator. And a GenMax uses a Torx brand spark plug. The spark plug is supposed to have a gap of 28 to 31 thousandths of an inch. Right out of the factory, the spark plug gap is off by 6 thousandths of an inch. I'll go and adjust the spark plug gap to meet specifications. The gas cap seems well designed with the ability to open and close the vent. It also has a removable fuel strainer. Without gas or oil, the GenMax weighs 41.75 pounds. None of the generators come with oil in the crankcase. So before starting the engine, I'll add some 10W30 motor oil, and I'll use the same motor oil for all the brands. The container holding the oil is starting off at 60 ounces, and I'll add very close to 10 ounces of oil. The crankcase oil level is full. Instructions for starting the generator. Remove the load from all output ends. Switch the eco switch to off. Turn ventilation knob of fuel tank to the on position. Turn combination switch control to choke. Pull the startup cord with some effort. After the generator starts, turn the 3-in-1 switch to the run position. Let's kick off our first test, and we'll compare voltage and voltage drop. Let's use a space heater in the highest heat setting. Starting off in eco mode, the GenMax is at 123.8 volts. Powering up the space heater caused the voltage to drop to 99, and it took right at 6 seconds for the GenMax to recover from the voltage drop. Under load, the GenMax is only at 119.6 volts. Unfortunately, that's a lot of voltage drop, and that can cause a lot of wear and tear to appliances. Let's turn off the eco mode and see how it performs. And the GenMax only dropped to 116.3 volts, and it took 5 seconds to recover from the voltage drop. If there's an extension cord in use, there would even be more voltage drop at the end of the cord. At a price of $570, or about $200 more than the GenMax, is this Predator, which is sold at Harbor Freight. Just like the GenMax, the Predator is very well packaged for shipping. 2,000 max starting watts and 1,600 max running watts. Just like the GenMax, the Predator has a 79cc engine. The generator's exhaust includes a spark arrester. Just like the GenMax, the fuel cap has a vent that can be opened and closed, and the fuel tank has a fuel strainer. The Predator is designed to be run in parallel with another generator. There's a 12-volt charging port that requires an adapter. It also has two 120-volt outlets. There's an eco mode to help save fuel. It has several warning lights to include one for oil, load, and output. To gain access to the oil fill and air filter, the access panel has three screws that have to be removed. Not quite as user-friendly as the GenMax. Once the access panel is off, the oil port is very easy to access. Just like the GenMax, the Predator also uses a Torx brand spark plug. The Predator spark plug has the proper gap. The foam air filter looks very close to the same as the one on the GenMax. And the Predator weighs very close to 47.5 pounds. And the Predator holds very close to the same amount of oil as the GenMax. I added 10 ounces of oil. Open the vent on the gas cap. Turn economy switch off. Turn the switch to the start position. Pull starter handle vigorously. Slowly turn switch to the run position before attaching loads. Just like the GenMax, let's start off in eco mode. And the Predator's voltage dropped to 97.9 volts, or about 1 volt lower than the GenMax. However, the Predator did recover a lot faster than the GenMax in only 3.44 seconds. Let's turn off the eco mode and compare performance. With the eco mode off, the voltage dropped to 117.2 compared to 116.3 for the GenMax. However, the Predator recovered in only 3 seconds compared to 5 for the GenMax. At a price ranging from $1,200 to $1,400, is this Honda brand. The Honda generator is very well packaged and protected for shipment. Just like the GenMax, it's rated for 2,200 starting watts and 1,800 continuous. The Predator and the GenMax engine are 79cc, but the Honda is 121cc. Honda claims that their engine is designed for commercial use. Includes alarm lights for oil, overload, and output. There's an economy mode for saving fuel. The Honda is designed for parallel operation with another generator. It also has two 120-volt outlets. It does have an alarm for carbon monoxide, and it's designed to shut down for dangerously high levels. There's one screw that has to to be loosened to remove the side cover. The Honda foam air filter is a little bit larger than the air filters on the Gen Max and the Predator generators. The oil fill port for the Honda is a little bit larger than the other two brands. There's also a side access panel for servicing the spark plug. And the Honda uses an NGK spark plug. The spark plug's supposed to be gapped between 24 and 28 thousandths of an inch, and it is properly gapped at 26 thousandths. The Honda also has a fuel strainer. Without gasoline and oil, the Honda weighs 47.14 pounds. I added 14 ounces of oil to the Honda, which is about 4 ounces more compared to the Gen Max and the Predator. Make sure all appliances are disconnected from the AC receptacle. Turn the fuel filler vent cap lever to the on position. Make sure that the EcoThrottle switch is in the off position. To start a cold engine, move the choke lever to the closed position. Turn the engine switch to the on position. Give the starter rope a brisk pull. Once the engine starts, gradually move the choke to the open position. And it took 4 brisk pulls on the starting rope to get the Honda going for the first time. Testing the Honda in Eco mode, and the voltage dropped to 111.7, the best yet. And the voltage recovery speed is by far the best yet at only 2.77 seconds. And the Honda is holding at 121.8 volts, which is better than the other brands. With the Eco mode turned off, the voltage on the Honda never dropped below 120. So zero recovery time needed. And the Honda is holding at 121.8 or 122 volts, the best yet. If you're using thirsty power tools or appliances, tools require a lot of startup current. In many instances, voltage drop can reduce the lifespan of the tool or the appliance. In Eco mode, the Honda came out on top with the least amount of voltage drop at 111.7 volts. In Eco mode, Honda had the fastest recovery time from the voltage drop in 2.77 seconds. Under load, the Honda has the highest voltage at 121.8. When not in Eco mode, the Honda never dropped below 120 volts. The Predator and the Gen Max perform pretty close to the same. So why spend so much money on these generators when you can just buy the Harbor Freight tailgater for $125? Then you can use it to power up your sensitive electronic devices. Let's hook up an oscilloscope and let's find out. And that is a really dirty electricity. The line should be very nice and smooth, but unfortunately, it's very jagged. Running the tailgater under a light electrical load did help some, but it's still pretty dirty electricity. Let's use a much larger generator, the Harbor Freight Predator 4000, and let's see how it performs. And the regular generator doesn't look quite as erratic, but this is still some very dirty electricity. Under load, the Predator's waveform is very inconsistent, and the Gen Max is definitely offering pure sine wave electricity and should do a great job of protecting sensitive electronic gadgets. Under load, the Gen Max is still performing well. Just like the Gen Max, the Predator is making pure sine wave electricity. As the load is applied to the generator, everything is still looking good. And the Honda is also producing pure sine wave electricity. Everything is looking good, switching from no load to a heavy electrical load. So all three generators indeed offer pure sine wave electricity. In many instances, the amount of noise by a generator is a pretty big factor to consider. And the muffler's design has a pretty significant impact on the amount of noise. And the Honda's muffler is pretty large at 6 inches in width by 9 inches in height. The Predator's muffler sits on top of the engine. While the muffler is a little deeper, it's a lot smaller muffler compared to the Honda. And the muffler on the Gen Max is a little larger than the Predator's, but not quite as large as the Honda's. I found a very quiet place to compare the loudness of each of the generators. There's definitely no traffic noise or any noise from urban areas. The noise level is in the mid-30s. With the baseline in the 30s, let's go ahead and test the generators from 25 feet from the sound meter. Let's start off testing the Gen Max in Eco mode without a load. With the exhaust facing the generator, the Gen Max topped out at 52 decibels. And with the space heater plugged in, the Gen Max reached a peak noise level of 64.8 decibels. I'll go ahead and rotate the generator 90 degrees. And the Gen Max is a little bit louder at 65.3 decibels. Let's aim the exhaust away from the sound meter. Facing the exhaust away from the sound meter did help some at 64.4 decibels. So taking an average from every direction while under load, 64.8 decibels. So let's test the Predator in Eco mode without a load. With the exhaust facing the sound meter, the Predator is at 51.5 decibels. And under load, the Predator is about 2 decibels less noisy than the Gen Max at 62.5. Let's rotate the Predator 90 degrees. Rotating the Predator 90 degrees really helped reduce the noise. 61.8 decibels is almost 4 decibels less noisy than the Gen Max. With the exhaust facing away, 60.4 decibels for the Predator. With the exhaust facing the sound meter, the Honda is the quietest at 50.2 decibels in Eco mode. Under load, the Honda is at 59.5 decibels, or about 2 decibels less than the Predator and 5 less than the Gen Max. I rotated the position of the Honda 90 degrees, and the Honda is the best yet at 59.5 decibels. With the exhaust facing away from the sound meter, 57.2 decibels. Let's compare the small generators to the Predator 4000. With the exhaust facing the sound meter, 65.2 decibels, the loudest yet. And the Predator 4000 is at 67 decibels while supplying power to the space heater. Rotating the generator 90 degrees didn't help, and it's even louder at 69.1 decibels. With the exhaust facing away, the Predator 4000 is the loudest yet at 71.8 decibels. So the Honda is the quietest of the three generators with an average exhaust noise of 58.9 decibels. The Predator finished in second at 61.6 and Gen Max 64.8. I ran the generators under load for about 2 hours. The space heaters draw around 800 watts on the low setting, and all the generators perform well. While it's not required, let's go ahead and change the oil in each of the generators. I'll add very close to 10 ounces of motor oil in the GenMax and the Predator. The Honda does have a larger oil capacity, so I'll add 14 to the Honda. Let's compare fuel efficiency next using three space heaters running on the highest heat setting. The weight of the fuel container and the fuel will weigh precisely 656 grams for each generator. The volume of the container I'll be using is 16 ounces. The thermostat is set so the heaters won't shut off during the test. Each of the space heaters will be using very close to 1500 watts. I'll go ahead and add an LED light to each of the generators so we can quickly determine when a generator shuts down. And the LED light draws right at 8 watts. So we're under the 1600 watt limit for the Predator and 1800 watts for the GenMax and the Honda. With just over 1500 watts of energy demand, the Predator's overload warning light is on and the generator is no longer providing power to the space heater. So it's lights out for the Predator at 12 minutes and 45 seconds. And the GenMax suddenly shut down at just under 19 minutes. And I spent around 3 minutes trying to get the GenMax going again. It's hard to say for sure, but it appears that the GenMax overheated and shut down due to vapor lock. So the Honda is the last generator still up and running with a 1500 watt load. And the Honda is finally out of gasoline at just over 32 minutes. Not bad for 16 ounces of gasoline supplying 1500 watts of electricity. I'll go ahead and run the other two generators until they're out of fuel. This time, each generator will be supplying power to a 500 watt halogen light. The generators will have the eco mode turned off. Let's repeat this test again with precisely the same amount of fuel. If you're using energy thirsty devices such as circular saws or other power tools, turning off the eco mode will help prevent voltage drop. With the eco mode turned off, the Honda's out of fuel in about 43 minutes and 15 seconds. With the eco mode turned off, the GenMax lasted 7 minutes longer than the Honda. And the GenMax is out of fuel in almost 51 minutes. And the Predator outlasted the Honda by almost 12 minutes and the GenMax by almost 5. And its lights out for the Predator in just over 55 minutes. So when you're not using the economy mode, the Predator offers the best fuel efficiency. Let's repeat this test, but this time we'll use the economy mode. We'll once again use precisely the same amount of fuel for each generator. And all the generators are running at a much lower RPM, especially the Honda. One thing nice about the Honda is it does have a phone app which provides some pretty useful information. It includes total hours of use, oil life, and energy demand. In eco mode, the Predator and the GenMax are moving around quite a bit. So running in eco mode really helped the generators with fuel efficiency. And the Honda is the first generator out of fuel in 61 minutes. And the GenMax outlasted the Honda by 30 seconds. And the Predator is finally out of fuel at 62.5 minutes, or about a minute longer than the GenMax. So the economy mode saved all the generators quite a bit of fuel. So running in the economy mode, all the generators are pretty competitive, but the Predator came out on top in 62.5 minutes. Let's see how much force it takes to start the generators. I'll use this force gauge to measure the peak force of 3 pulls on the starter rope. And the tailgater takes 28 kilograms, or almost 62 pounds of peak force. The Predator 4000 has a much larger engine than the tailgater. However, it has a built-in compression release, and it takes a lot less peak force at 19.5 kilograms, or 43 pounds. And the GenMax takes a lot less force to start than the Predator 4000 and the tailgater at only 8.5 kilograms or 18.7 pounds. And the Predator takes a little more effort than the GenMax at 12.5 kilograms or 27.5 pounds. And the Honda takes about twice the force as the GenMax and the Predator at 24 kilograms or 52.9 pounds. Measuring the vibration of the table from the generator, the GenMax is performing well at 11.55 meters per second squared. And the Predator vibrates a little bit more than a GenMax at 16.65, but that's still pretty good. And the Honda vibrates the least of the three brands at very close to 9 meters per second squared. So the Honda did the best, but all three brands perform well. All the generators call for 100-hour oil change intervals. They all have close to 98 hours of runtime total and 96 hours on the current oil. The Predator shut down to being low on oil at around 49 hours of use, and I had to add oil. Let's send off the oil to an oil testing lab. I did not add oil to the Honda, and the Honda oil level is still full. I did not have to add oil to the GenMax, and the oil level is still full. And the Predator is definitely burning oil. The spark plug has quite a bit of carbon deposits for less than 100 hours of use. And the Honda spark plug still looks really good. And the Honda has a lot less carbon buildup compared to the spark plug for the Predator. Just like the Honda, the spark plug for the GenMax still looks good. The oil analysis results are back from the lab, and the results are very interesting. I'm showing the screenshots briefly of each oil report, but I've aggregated the results to make comparison much easier to follow. The presence of aluminum in the motor oil is typically an indication of engine wear, and the GenMax has the highest level of aluminum. Predator finished in second, and the Honda did the best with the lowest level of aluminum. Iron is also a wear metal, and this time the Predator has the most iron content in the motor oil, followed by the GenMax. Once again, the Honda came out on top. So the Honda definitely has the least amount of wear metal in the oil. And the Honda won this showdown, but it is very expensive at a price between $1,200 and $1,400. If there are other generator brands you'd like to see tested, please leave a comment and let me know which brands you'd like to see compared. All the videos in this channel, including this one, are viewer suggested. So if you have a video idea, I hope you'll take time to leave a comment. Thanks so much for watching. Please take care, and I look forward to next time.